the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here. We thank you all for being part of this first time we've ever been in a group of people live where there's physical beings in the room, along with all your millions packed into here, taking up every inch of this entire space. Everyone is so enthusiastic that you're here. Are you as enthusiastic as we are?
Yeah.
Can you believe that we're all here together in one space, in one magical space? Can you believe that this was all manifested for you, by you, easily, effortlessly? It all came together. You had some amazing inspiration to do this. Each of you had the inspiration to do this. And each of you faced a little fear. Was it too much money? Did I have other things to do? Would this be fun? Would I get seasick? All these little fears. But you pushed past them. And you said, I'm going to do it. And so you manifested this right now. And here you are in this room with like-minded people at the first ever of this. And you look back on this and say, this moment was special. We were here at this moment. So how does it feel?
Yeah.
Do you feel the energy of this moment?
Yeah.
Do you feel it as we feel it right now?
Yeah.
It is phenomenal. And that's what this energy is. It is available to you at all times. It is a simple energy. It is your birthright. The only reason you're not feeling how you feel now is because you're paying attention to something else that's distracting you. But you could feel this way all the time. You can have goosebumps all the time. And that's what creative creation, positive creation of your life, the life that you want to live, is all about. The creativity is being able to look at that which you choose to look at that empowers you, rather than that which you think is wrong. Some of us have listened to us for a while, but we are going to start at a very basic level here. There are 2 emotions. There is fear and there is love. If it is a emotion that does not feel good, that emotion is based in fear. If there is an emotion that feels great, that emotion is based in love. If you are feeling great, then you are aligned with how your inner self perceives your life and what's happening right now. And if you don't feel great, it's because there's some small fear that's interrupting that connection or that perspective that you have and your inner self has. So what do? All you do is realize the fear is irrational and choose a perspective that you think is more in line with how your inner self is viewing it, a higher perspective. And that's all that's going on here. Now, fear is not a bad thing. Fear is a part of being human. Fear is part of the survival instinct. Without fear, you'd be running off cliffs like lemmings. You'd be running into traffic. You'd be diving off the side of this boat. Thank goodness for fear, because it keeps you around a little bit longer to enjoy moments like this. But that is rational fear. There's also irrational fear. The fear that Gary has of going up and singing karaoke, that's an irrational fear. The fear of talking to someone new, that is an irrational fear. If you have an inspiration to do something and you push through, you can realize that that's an irrational fear and push through that fear, that inspiration will lead you to the next step to where you want to go. So we understand that that is a basic premise of the universe. We are coming to you from a higher perspective. We can see the road ahead. We can see how everything unfolds. We know the laws of the universe, and we come to share those laws with you, the ideas that we have with you in that perspective. And we come to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. We are not here to lecture you or to say that anything is going wrong or right or to tell you what to do. All we're here to do is share our perspective with you. So would anyone like to talk about anything? Does anyone have any subjects of interest? I'm right here. Thank you for being a brave soul.
Getting it over with.
Get it over with. Yeah. Loosen it up.
Yeah. Good to be here with you. So I have two things that come to mind, and they're both physical problems. The first one is my eyesight. So I'm having trouble seeing far, and I'm resisting getting glasses. So I just wanted to see your perspective on that. Like, yeah.
So is it a problem?
Can be.
What is the problem?
Got to squint a lot, driving sometimes, especially at night. But I don't make it a problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong. It just, as Gary explained yesterday, it's a perspective. It's a new perspective. As you age, you aren't, nothing's going wrong as you age. You're just able to see your life and the world around you from a different perspective. That is what time and space are. The ability in physical reality to walk around something and to see it from a different perspective, movement, space, right? And time, the ability to see the same subject a moment later, a year later, 10 years later. As your body changes, it changes your perspective. So now you can see things in a new way. So as you are having difficulty seeing further, you have less reliance on these physical senses that you think are so important, right? But what's really happening is that you are engaging non-physical senses, that you don't have to see that far. If you want to, you'll be inspired to do something. You'll be inspired to get glasses or contacts or have some sort of surgery. But maybe you're not inspired to do that.
I'm not.
Right? So maybe you walk around a little bit longer, seeing what else you see. How's your peripheral vision? Are things changing that way? How's your hearing? How's your sense of smell? How's your intuition? Do things develop that way? Who knows? But if you see it as a problem, then you block off this energy that can come to you. What you want to do is see possibilities. Mm-hmm. If you can change these problems into alternate possibilities, how exciting would that be? Right? Mm-hmm. How exciting would it be to gain better hearing or better smell or intuitive capabilities or new interests or find out more information about eyesight and what that all is? So things that you think are wrong can be changed into things you think are right that will lead you towards where you want to go. Your life is always unfolding. Everyone's life is unfolding towards that which they truly want. The only stumbling block is you don't think this is how it should be. So you say that this is a problem or this is a bad thing or this thing is wrong or it shouldn't be the way this is, right? But if you can say that everything is happening for a purpose, that everything is good, that this lack of eyesight isn't a bad thing, it's just a different perspective, that other things could come from this, and that if I wanted to correct it, I could have it corrected anytime I wanted. But right now, it's not appealing to me, so I'll see what happens.
Okay. So I'm not inspired to do anything right now, so just wait till I'm inspired. And
wait till
and
you're
until
inspired.
Then, look for opportunities, and that's it.
See what else you notice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
See that you notice things that are right in front of you.
Yeah.
And see that the things far away are less important than you thought they were.
Hmm.
And let other people drive, like Jesus. Let him take the wheel. Did you have another thought?
Yeah, so I have a weak bladder sometimes. And I'm just wondering if you have any insight on what I can do about that.
Well, a weak bladder is a fantastic thing to have.
Okay.
Because if you're having a conversation that you don't want to have with somebody about something negative, you can say, excuse me while I go to the bathroom. If you get angry and are about to say something you don't want to say, you can say, excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay. All right.
Right?
Uh-huh. That's all you got on that?
There's nothing wrong. You each chose the body that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Your body is perfect as it is in this moment right now.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
It has different attributes than other people. So you look at someone else and say, well, this person doesn't have to pee for 7 days. I wish I had that bladder.
Right.
Right? But maybe they have something else that you wish you didn't have.
Yeah.
You have the body that's perfect for you.
Mm-hmm.
The height, the look, the eyesight, the hearing, the sense of smell, the proportion, the skin color, everything about your body was designed so that you can explore life the way you intended prior to your birth. And it's all working out perfectly, isn't it? You're here in this room.
Yeah.
There could be a million people packed in here.
Yeah.
But here you are sitting, asking the first question ever.
I feel
great.
This
situation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And without that bladder, maybe you wouldn't be here.
All right.
Excellent.
So, yeah. So there's no about like looking for the cause and trying to heal
something. If you're focused on the problem,
yeah,
you can't also be focused on the solution.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So let's imagine that you have this desire for something positive, not an escape from what you have.
Right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
But for something positive.
Yeah.
Okay? And let's say that you're focused on the problem of this bladder.
Right.
Right? And so now you're digging around for solutions.
Right.
Okay? But the solutions come from a low emotional point of view because you think something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the emotions you get from that perspective are a match to low emotional thoughts. And they're designed to get you out of this low emotion. But they are not for your long-term benefit or in line with what you truly want.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, you might be guided towards a pill, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this pill may solve some issue. But what if the issue has something to do with something else? Mm-hmm. It's a cure, but the true issue of it, and we're not talking your case specifically, but what if you had something that you thought was wrong physically,
right,
and you wanted a cure, you'd be led to, because you think it's a problem, you're led to the elimination of the symptom, but mm-hmm. you never get to resolve the underlying problem.
Right.
So never focus on getting away from something you don't like.
Yeah.
Always move towards something you think you would like.
Right.
All right. And so if you can turn your focus around that, but that way, by saying that there is no real issue with this, it is a little bit different than other people, it gives me some benefit to it, but what I really like is this, and go in that direction, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I like to explore reality in my own unique way. I like to pursue my passion. I like to help others, things like that. The mm-hmm. things you're truly passionate about.
Focus on that.
Focus on that.
Okay.
Focus on what's wanted.
Yeah. Thank you.
Excellent.
Thanks.
Very good. So everything is about focusing on what's wanted. It is a new approach to life. You are not used to focusing on what's wanted. You're used to solving problems. So you're used to focusing on the problem. And by solving problems, you're moving from a condition that you think is wrong to a different condition. But, as Abraham will say, you take yourself with you. So what's the point of that? The point only is of taking care of what you're interested in and moving in the direction of that. Who else would like to say something? Deborah Jo, we are thrilled you are here.
I'm thrilled to be here. First, I want to express my gratitude and appreciation for you being here and coming to us and giving these leading edge thoughts to us. It's just so fun.
Well, we would like to express our gratitude mm-hmm. towards you, because without you, we would not be brought forth mm-hmm. as we are in this moment. This could not have happened without you.
Mm-hmm.
So we, our millions, mm-hmm. express thanks to your millions.
Thank you so much. I have a lot of interest and a lot of passions, but I haven't found something that I feel is giving me, I'm having focus to that. Because you say that if you have a passion that you focus on, then abundance comes from that and you lose sense of time and all of that. I want to know how I can figure out which one of all of these many interests that I have really is my passion.
Molecular gastronomy.
Is my passion.
Passion.
Oh, okay.
Your passion is to have many passions and to be passionate. Your passion is to not be focused. To have so much variety in your life that you can bounce from one thing you love to another thing you love.
And that's not flaky?
That couldn't be more perfect.
Okay,
for you.
Great.
As you consider it flaky, it's just comparing yourself to other people who are focused, like your father was, in one direction, all consuming, couldn't write a check, couldn't do his own laundry, couldn't do anything else. That's focus, right? Now, imagine you being brought in that family of someone who's so focused. What are the odds of that happening? 100%. So, you get to see what it's like to be focused purely on one thing. And you, as you were raised that way, you created these desires. I don't want to focus on one thing. I want to have many interests. And I want to be interested in many things. And I want to move around and go from one thing I love to another thing I love to another thing I love to another thing I love. And if people want to call that flaky, then I'm the flakiest person in the world.
Okay.
And that's the best thing that you could be, because you chose that, and that launched you on the trajectory to where you are now, and here you are, sitting in the seat number two.
Number two!
In the history of the world. Actually, Deborah Jo is number one in the history of the world. This is her second time. She's number one in that, in being doing it twice. How is that?
Perfect.
Perfect. Do you feel energy?
Absolutely.
You getting goosebumps?
Yes, all over.
What does goosebumps mean?
It means that I am aligned.
What you are doing is seeing this from a perspective that your inner self is seeing it, and your inner self is enthusiastic and thinks this is wonderful, and you think it's wonderful.
Yes.
So you are perfectly aligned, and the indication of that alignment is goosebumps, or tears of joy, or happiness, or laughter, or any positive emotion.
Perfect.
Or feeling good. Do you feel good?
I feel great.
Excellent.
Awesome. Good. Fabulous. Fantastic.
Do you have another interesting question?
No, that's all for me.
Excellent. Watch out. Who's next in the hot seat? Super hot up here.
It is.
That seat is so hot, but it's comfortable. Diane, come on down.
Oh, yeah. Now, this doesn't have just to be about me, does it?
It could be about anything in the universe.
Perfect. That's what I want, anything in the universe.
Okay.
Okay. Well, where do I start? And I thank you for this. One, are we going to go back, are the United States going to go back to an original constitution the way we were originally supposed to be?
Do you want us to forecast your future?
Sure.
Which dimension do you want to move into?
Which dimension do I want to move into?
Do you understand that this is your universe and all these people are flying around you and surrounding, and you can be into any reality that you like? You can be in this reality right now and change it so that when you land on the shore, it'll be a different reality based on your perspective of what's going on, your unique understanding of everything. So you can disembark this ship with a whole new understanding of how the universe works. And from there, you can see the good in everything you think is bad right now. And nothing matters except for your unique perception. It doesn't matter what anyone outside this room does on the entire planet. It only matters how you perceive it. So you can perceive it as exciting, adventurous, not maybe for you, but someone else might be interested in it. You can see it as terrible, wrong, that needs to be corrected. You could see it as something you should protest against and wipe it out. But the thing is, this is an attractive universe, and you can't wipe out anything. All you can do is perceive it in a way that's empowering or limiting. So you make that choice.
Empowering or limiting, but as we know it, our government is in control because in the
United States... Your government's in control?
Our government.
Your government... Did your government forbid you from coming here?
No.
Or did you have the freedom to come here?
I had the freedom to come here.
Do you have the freedom to travel wherever you want to go?
Yes, I do.
Do you have the freedom to do what you want to do?
Yes, I do.
Do you have the freedom to think the thoughts you want to think?
I'm thinking them.
Can they ever control those thoughts?
No.
If they can't control those thoughts, if they can't control your reality, then nobody can. You create your own reality. Your government has nothing to do with it. Right?
Well, kind of. Right. I kind of see it, but I kind of don't see it.
Okay.
All right.
Test us.
Test us. Okay. With the government as it is now.
The best it's ever been.
The best it's ever been.
The best it's ever been. The most stuff is going on.
There's
the
a lot
going
on.
The most people are thinking about it and interested in it. And it's changing. It's being disrupted. It's turning into the thing you want. But you can't see it because you think that this is wrong. Right? You think, or you think it's right. We don't know. But whatever it is there... It's changing, and it will be different. And it doesn't think. It's right now, the way it is now, is reflective of the general mass consciousness, not just of this country.
Right, correct.
But of the whole world.
Correct.
Okay?
Yes.
So the country has an impact on it, and it's the mass consciousness. Now, England's going through the same thing. France is going through the same thing.
Yes.
Germany is going through the same thing. Other countries are going through the same thing. And as this pendulum moves over here, people get new ideas. So as it's based in fear, people think different thoughts. And then it swings back and based in love. And swings back based in fear. And swings back based in love. And at this time of awakening, more people are thinking thoughts of love. More people are joining groups like this. More people are focused on what they want, not what they don't want. More people say, this is an interesting time to be alive. There's a bigger diversity of what you might call good and what you might call evil than there ever has been before. And you know why that is? Because it's interesting to come into a planet that has a wide variety so that you can explore whatever you want to explore. How would you like to say that you are the president of the world and you can abolish anything you don't like? What's the first thing you would abolish?
I don't know. I'd have to really think on that. What would I first think? Probably hunger.
Hunger. Okay. So in the non-physical, we don't get a chance to understand what abundance is, what creation is, what poverty is, what sorrow is, what loss is. We can't feel any of that. So as we come in forth, there are those of us who want to experience hunger so that when we get to eat, we see the joy of the food. It makes so much difference to us. So there are those that come to experience hunger and to move out of that hunger so that they can experience life or explore reality in a unique way. And as more and more people realize that there's not this need for hunger, that we can go on to higher levels, but from our perspective in this room, and our perspective in the non-physical, things are getting so much better. And it's those who come in hungry who are birthing these desires, so there aren't those who are hungry. Those who come into poverty are birthing strong desires for abundance. Those who come in to lack of freedom are creating desires, strong desires, that the universe answers for freedom. Those who are feeling that they have no control are creating stronger desires for control, which means they want to get involved more. So all that stuff that you think might be bad, it's there for a purpose. And we don't want to go into details about what's considered bad and what's considered good, but if you wipe out hunger and you wipe out poverty and wipe out sorrow and you wipe out suffering and then you're going to wipe out ketchup because you don't like ketchup, and then you're going to wipe out pickles because you personally don't like pickles, and then pretty soon there's not going to be anything left. And so nobody's going to want to come here to experience just living in castles. There's more going on than you can imagine. But from your perspective, it seems like there's good and bad. So we want you to think more about what you think is good and leave the bad to everyone else who wants to deal with that.
Okay.
Number two.
Are you ready for more on this when you're talking about the different countries? And you were talking about all the different countries as the different countries are changing. Are all these different countries, are they getting ready to go back to basically gold-backed standards or standards of their commodities of what each country owns?
We love this idea.
Okay.
Right? There is no regression. There is
That's
no going
not
back.
Regression.
There is no going backwards. There's only going forwards.
But that wouldn't be going back. Not commodity at each country, what the country has, whether it be crops, whether it be gold, whether it be what their assets are.
So you're saying that there's a finite amount of certain things located in certain places.
Correct.
Right. So in the 1970s, when there was only 10 years worth of oil left, right, or 20 years or 100 years left of oil, and now there's 200 years left of oil for some reason. How did that happen? Right? Because this earth is abundant. Everything you will ever need for anything to support as many people who want to come here will be available. You are just scratching the surface of the resources. The resources are so far more abundant than what you perceive that you can't even imagine. We'll give you an example. 1970-something, there was an idea that there was a finite amount of oil left, right? And at the time, people perceived that oil was the only way to power the civilization, right?
Right, right.
And one day, somebody had the inspiration to invent something, the catalytic converter. And the moment that was inspired and invented, all of a sudden, oil reserves doubled. Was there more oil? No, but there was less need for oil. Right? And that's true of anything that there is, any resource. So there is no finite anything. This is an infinite universe.
And infinite universe.
It's infinite.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And things just get better and better and better. And can you see that things are better today than they were 100 years ago?
Oh, yes.
Can you see that things are better today than they were 50 years ago?
Not our food. Our food is not better. We got GMOs in it.
Do you think GMOs are bad?
Well, I think that all the GMOs... Yeah, I do.
Did you know that the GMOs are responsible for ending a huge amount of starvation, of hunger?
Well, I did know that. But then I also know there's a lot of food allergies.
Did you know that food allergies are birthing new desires for new things?
Birthing new desires for new things.
Yeah. Yeah. So what we're trying to explain in our clumsy way is that there is no wrong. There is no wrong. And there's no need to focus on wrong. Focus on you. What do you like? What do you appreciate? What do you get that's special for you?
The stars.
The stars.
And I watch the stars.
The stars.
On my star spaceships as I watch them move
and
all over.
You control that, right? And that's something special for you.
Yes.
Focus on the stars. And have faith that those stars are protecting you.
They are.
You never have to worry. Right.
They
about
do protect
anything.
Me.
Yep. And there is no wrong.
Good.
What?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Who would like to talk next? Oh, Janine. Excellent. How brave of you. We understand you traveled quite far to be here.
Yes.
So did we.
Okay. Good. Yes. So my question is similar about finding your passion and, you know, where to go. What work to do, if I need to work. Yeah.
Are there things you're interested in?
Yes.
What are those things?
I'd like to do an art course.
Then do an art course, right? Why don't you do an art course?
I probably need to still work.
You cannot, are you saying that you can't do an art course unless you quit work?
It would be easier to focus on the art course.
So how long is this art course? Is it 14 hours a day, every day?
It's for about a year.
A year? Is it 14 hours a day for a year?
No. So
how many hours are you awake? 12?
12, 13? Yeah.
13?
Yeah.
And you sleep about 12?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
And in those 12 hours that you're awake,
yeah.
Is there possibly something that you could do besides art?
As in work?
Or is there some way you could do art that allows you to do work as well?
Possibly, yes.
Right. So what will happen? Is if you can get this idea that nothing is mutually exclusive,
yeah.
That you can be, have, and do anything you want, and that you don't have to figure it out, that you can allow yourself to open the possibility to anything,
yeah.
Right? And that you can earn money by however you want to earn it, and you can take an art class,
yeah.
And the art class can be compatible with it. Yeah. Now, if you have that possibility open,
yeah.
Here's what will happen. Someone will talk to you about an art class.
Yeah.
Someone will talk about something online. Somehow you will read a magazine that says something about this art class. Somehow you'll be drawn to a bulletin board in a shopping center, and you'll notice of the thousands of little index cards, there might be a thing that says art class starting. And then you just go take the next step. And that's all you have to do. And then you might say, well, that's at night. I don't want to really do it at night. But if it came in your reality, if you notice it, then that thing that you don't want to do is just an irrational fear.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just take the next step by calling them, talking to them, getting more information.
I found it.
And you
found it, yeah.
You did?
I know what one I want to do, yeah.
You know what one you want to do.
Yeah.
Excellent. See?
Okay.
So you can also make money,
yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Now, what do you want to do to make money?
I'm not sure.
You have some ideas.
Well, I've been in hospitality.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. And?
It would be a logical step.
It would be a logical step.
Yeah.
What's the most obvious thing in the world? The next logical step.
Yeah.
Hence the term logical step. Right. So, what's preventing you from doing it? Your fear, of what happened before.
Yeah.
And you think it could happen again,
yeah.
Right? But you know more now than you knew before, right?
Mm.
And as you interact with us and understand that the universe will provide you with whatever you need, and that the only limiting thing that you have in your life is your fear, and that if you can say, well, is this fear going to kill me or not? If I lose it, who cares, right? If I lose it, I can't fail anyway because it's the next step.
Mm.
And the failure that you had before, which we will call a major success, led you here to this chair, number, who's counting? Four?
Yes.
Three?
Four.
There we go.
Yeah.
And can you imagine that the only way that you can get here was having a failure before that you thought was so bad?
Yeah.
And that without that failure, you would not be here right now.
Sure. Yeah, I know that.
And do you also know that everything worked out perfectly for you?
Yeah.
And did you also know that you are perfect as you are right now? And that there's nothing you can do to make me any better than you are? You can only be a more evolved version of you, but you can never be more perfect than this version right here?
Yeah.
It's not possible. So there's nothing about you that ever has to change, ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Nothing. There's nothing about you. You are perfect. So you are also self-contained, which means anything that you want to explore in reality, any idea that you have, the reason that you're here is because you can create whatever you want.
Yeah.
And the only thing stopping you is fear. Mm. But that didn't stop you from coming here.
Mm.
That was at least two plane rides to get here.
Straight.
At least two. Exactly. And many people didn't even take two plane rides to get here. And many people did. And it's amazing that you all did this.
Mm.
Yeah. If you can do this, you can do anything.
Yeah.
If you can be a vibrational match to this information, if you're in this room, even though you didn't know what this was, if you got to this level, you can do anything. These are the top 20 people in the world, right here.
Just one more quick question. So from my failure, I do have a small court case, and the money would be great, but I need to do that. I need to finalize the company and pay the tax, and I'm not getting the information. Yeah, I could walk away from it, but legally it would be probably not in my best interests.
Well, do whatever you're inspired to do.
Yeah.
Are you inspired to go forward with this court case? Does it sound like an exciting, loving, abundant, happy thing to do?
I was filled with fear before to do it.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm just neutral.
Excellent. If you can remain neutral
and
realize that the outcome, you don't know what that's going to be. But the outcome, we will tell you, will always be perfect.
Yeah.
And if you think that one outcome is better than another outcome, well, that's from a limited perspective.
Yeah.
But from the higher perspective, what happens will be perfect for you.
Yeah.
Just like what happened in your last business turns out to be perfect, but there was no way you could see that.
No.
Gary had the same issue. He would not be here had there not been this complete collapse of everything.
Yeah.
Right? And that allowed him to do not what he thought he wanted, but to do what he truly wanted.
Mm.
And that, what he had no idea what he truly wanted. If you had asked him what he truly wanted, he would have said, big house, big car, lots of money, status, and then I will feel good.
Mm.
But then he had a big house, big car, lots of money, status, and nothing changed, right? He was confident that he could create, and thus he created. But he created to fix a problem.
Mm.
And that problem was unworthiness, right? And so he was able to change his conditions and make them appear idyllic. And if you had asked any random person walking in the street, they would have said, that is a success.
Yeah.
But it didn't make him feel the way he feels now.
Mm.
By allowing what he truly wants to come forth and to living in bliss involved in many passions, whether it's this or poker or cooking or anything that he loves, now he gets to do just that. And he doesn't care about the money. And the money seems to just roll in, right? And he doesn't care about being appreciated. And the appreciation just rolls in.
Mm.
Right? And he's focused on doing what he loves to do. Be damned the outcome.
Mm.
If you all got up and walked out of here, he would be thrilled anyway. And he might be sitting here talking to a wall. And that would be just as good as it is now.
Good. Excellent. Lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Excellent. So is there any more bravery left in this room? There is? Kate? All right. How exciting. Are you having fun?
Oh, yes, I am.
Excellent.
I am. I'm loving every minute of it. I've become a cruise junkie.
Do you love these people?
I love these people.
Do you feel the love that's so easy to feel?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah. Good. I really do. Good.
Do you love us?
I adore you.
We love being loved.
I know you do. That helps. Helps to love somebody who likes to be loved.
If you didn't love us, we would think you did anyway.
Okay, well, that's a nice perspective. So I have two questions. The first one is on the difference, and you addressed this in the podcast, but it's still not very clear for me, between appreciation and gratitude.
Excellent question. Nobody knows this answer. We would say that gratitude is giving thanks for the things you receive. Mm. And appreciation is giving you thanks for the things you have. And you can be grateful for things you're going to receive, and you can appreciate things you have received.
Okay.
And you can appreciate the idea that you will receive that which you're going to be grateful for. Does that clear it up?
So I got lost in the middle.
How about this?
I got the first answer.
If we just say that gratitude and appreciation are interchangeable,
okay,
and you can use them, and you can be thankful for things, and you can appreciate what you've done. You're thankful for what the universe gave you, and you appreciate what you went out and got. However, you went out and got all of it by allowing the universe to give it to you. Do you see how that works?
Sort of.
You don't really get do anything.
Yeah.
All you do is allow. This is a receptive universe. This is a universe of attraction. Everything comes to you. Only thing you can do is push it away, which is fine. If you don't want it, you can push it away. That's up to you. You get that choice. But if it comes to you, the universe brought it based on a desire that you created, knowingly or unknowingly.
When you say push it away, you're talking about resistance? Or
we're talking about resistance. Exactly.
Okay.
We're talking about not understanding that there's nothing to do. Do you understand that there's nothing to do? Does that make sense? You don't have to do anything. It'll come to you. All you have to do is feel good. Now, that's easier said than done. But feeling good gives you this baseline where you are receptive. And feeling good gives you the state of being where you are resistant. Feeling bad gives you the state of being where you are resistant. If you feel bad, it's because there's a fear and you think something's wrong. It's not unfolding the way you think it should unfold. Things aren't going the way you think they should go, right? And then you see what's actually coming to you, not as this thing that you want, but as this illusion of something you don't think you want. And so you say, that's not how I thought it would happen, so I dismiss it, and I'm going to do something else, right? And that's fine. And then the universe will come for you at this place, and you will say, that's not what I want, this is what I think it should be like, right? But all you have to do is realize, if you can stay in a good mood, and if someone comes up to you and says hi, that's the universe bringing them to you. And if someone comes up to you and calls you a bitch, that's the universe bringing to you, because you need to see this idea, right? And we didn't mean to put you out, Wendy.
No problem.
Right? So it's all good. If someone comes to you and gives you an argument, and you feel fear, and you feel wrong, it is what we call a manifestation event. It is for you. And all you have to do is figure out, why do I feel this way, right? And what is this underlying fear? What is this limiting belief that brings up a fear that causes me to take a perspective that is not aligned with how my inner self is seeing the same thing? Your emotions are your guidance system. They're telling you that you're either focused in a way that's going to bring you what you want, which is the way your inner self is seeing it, or you're focused in a way that's going to limit what you want from coming to you because you think it's bad or wrong. So if you feel negative emotion, it's because you have a fear. You have to analyze if that fear is rational or irrational. If it's irrational, you have to prove to yourself that this is irrational. And then you have to find evidence that it is false, that it's not true, that things are good, that this isn't really a problem, that I'm focused on this way, that I can deal with this. And then that will reduce the intensity of that limiting belief, and you will raise your vibration and go to the next level and have a new fear and a new manifestation event. And that only goes on for about 67 million lifetimes. Okay? So it never ends. You raise your vibration to this level, someone will say something to you, you'll feel fear, you'll deal with the fear, you'll get over the fear, you'll get one step closer to receiving that which you want, you receive that which you want, and then new fears will come from that new place. Right? So Gary had this idea of being able to answer people's questions, and then he wasn't sure if it would ever come through verbally, and then it came through verbally, and that brought up a whole bunch of fears, and then he broke through those fears by talking to one or two people online, and then he had Deborah Jo come into the office in person, and then he had one with Kyla yesterday in person, and then now he has this whole group. And now this will bring up a whole bunch of fears, but he's gotten to the next level. And so he'll have manifestation events, new level, new level, new level. And the same is true with you and everything. So you appreciate what you've accomplished, what you have now, and you're grateful to the universe for bringing you everything you have. And that combination of appreciation and gratitude is like this super energy, this power. And if you can focus on what you're thankful for and what you appreciate, and those are part of those workbooks, those playbooks that you have, keep your mind focused on what you appreciate, what you're grateful for, and that will set the tone for how you observe your reality. And so that when something goes good, you said, I did that. And when something goes bad, you say, thank you for that. Right? I appreciate this good thing that I did. And I'm grateful for this bad thing that happened because it's moving me to a new level. And the bad thing's not really bad either. Is that the most brilliant thing you've ever heard in your life?
It's good.
Is it up there? Is it up there?
I'll need to go write it down, but it's good.
Well, we will have this recorded, and then you can listen to it over and over again for the rest of your life.
Yes. I have another question, which is about addictions. And I say that I have an addictive personality. Does that even exist? I mean, yes, obviously.
Is an addictive personality a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a bad thing.
It's a great thing.
Thank you.
If you had not the addictive personality, you would not be sitting here number 17 in this seat. Where are we up to, 17?
Yeah, I always seem to get pushed back, but yeah.
You would not be here right now. Now, we aren't trying to sugarcoat addiction, but you came here to explore this issue of control, right? This going through lack of control, lack of control, lack of control, finding that you wanted to control, 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 seeing that you couldn't control, couldn't control, couldn't control, wanting to control, 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 seeing that you can't control, you can't control, you can't control, and then saying, well, maybe I can just change my mind and decide that which I prefer. And so this new life is that which you prefer, right? And so for you, you got to explore that. That's an amazing thing. Some people never get to explore that. And they will have to come back at some point if they're interested in it and explore it. But you've explored it. And so now, are you without addiction?
No.
Because you're addicted to Diet Coke, aren't you?
Completely.
And food, and air, and water, right? And this, and interactions, and relationships. You're addicted to all of that stuff, and all that stuff is great. Can you imagine if you weren't addicted to air? That would be a problem. So addiction is an awesome way to explore reality.
Yeah.
Would you have chose not to explore it that way? If you could go back and change things, would you have chosen to explore, like, being a princess in a castle?
Well, I wouldn't have met you guys if I'd chosen that.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Everything that happened in your life up to this moment in time was perfect because it led you to this moment in time. Yeah. And from this moment in time, you can choose the next moment in time. But if none of that stuff happened to bring you to this moment in time, then you wouldn't be here. You'd be somewhere else. It'd be a different you. And you don't know if that's going to be a better you or a worse you, right? That could be a non-existent you. You might not even be here. You might be exploring some other reality. The point is you're here, and this is the best place to be because it's perfect. If the conditions exist, the conditions are perfect because you can't change the conditions that exist. In this moment, there's nothing you can do to change it, right? So you must call it perfect. If you saw a piece of artwork that you would say, that is the most beautiful thing in the world and I wouldn't change a thing, then you call it perfect. Because if you can't change it, it's perfect. And since you can change the moment, because the moment exists, then the moment must be perfect. And as you exist in your body, as you are with your thoughts, those thoughts are perfect. Your body is perfect. Everything about you is perfect. Now, you may evolve to a different state, and you may evolve from addiction to non-addiction, but the addiction was perfect, and you just think differently about it, right?
Okay.
That's all you're doing. You're not any different. You're just evolved. So your perspective is different now. So when you look back and you regret something that happened in the past, or you resent somebody for what they did in the past, all you're doing is doing it now in the moment, and you're causing this moment now to be less fun than it could be, right? Mm. So thank the people who screwed you over, and thank yourself for the terrible decisions you made, because they brought you here now, and you have the opportunity to be as enthusiastic and as happy and thrilled as we are, and we are really thrilled.
Okay.
Do you feel thrilled?
I'm still questioning how one moves from having an addiction to getting out of the addiction and living happily without the addiction in ease, etc., when knowing that the addiction helped.
The addiction
at
helped,
that point.
But now it's, you've evolved to a level where you can look back on that time in your life when you were an addictive person, right? And you can say that this version of me now is radically different than that version of me, right? So that version of you, if you can imagine the thoughts you were thinking back then, you don't have those thoughts now.
Yeah.
Those thoughts are so much less intense than they were back then, right? And so the difference is the intensity of the thought. The thought will never leave you because this is an attractive universe and you will always be with it. Anything you have, which is a nice thing because you are all interconnected forever, you will never lose anything that anyone you know, and you will never lose anything that's been brought to you. And so you'll never lose those thoughts, but the thoughts are so much less intense than they were. And now you can see those thoughts as beneficial rather than as limiting. And so now it's easy because now you don't need to control them. There's nothing control. You just look towards what you want. And what you want is sobriety.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so you do that as long as you want that. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a question? Who's going to help Kyla pin this on? Oh, okay.
I just had a manifestation event.
Oh, excellent. Do we all know what a manifestation event is? Does anyone not know what it is? A manifestation event is any time you feel negative emotion, right? Because the negative emotion is allowing you to understand a fear, understand a limiting belief, and understand that your perspective is off from your inner self's perspective. Understand that if you feel a fear and you don't feel good and you have some negative emotion, then you have this opportunity in this moment or later on if you like to look back on the event, the manifestation event, and how that thing moves you towards that which you want. Okay? If you birth a desire, you will be transformed into the version of you that is a match to that desire. If the thing you want does not exist in your life now, be it a mate, a job, a passion, money, whatever it is, if it does not exist in your life now, it's because you're not a vibrational match to it. If it exists in your life now, like if you have a phone, you are a match to that phone. If you own a car, you're a match to that car. If you live in a dwelling, you're a match to that specific dwelling. You are a match to the specific body that you have. All the things that exist in your life right now, you are a match to. Those things that you want that you don't have in your life now, you are not yet a match to, but those things are coming to you. So you have to be transformed into the version of you, into the vibrational version of you that's a match to that. And you could do it yourself, theoretically, or you could let the universe do it. And the universe does it by giving manifestation events. So what was your manifestation event?
So one of the things that excites me is the idea of doing more of these. And so while I'm sitting over there, I'm taking notes about things for next time.
More of these what?
These.
More of
this? Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so do you believe that you're responsible for doing more of these?
I think maybe.
don't you have millions working on your
behalf? Yes. So what happened was I was sitting there and I was thinking it's silly for me to be getting up and doing the microphone. People know how to put a microphone on themselves. And then Kate came up and I started to get up and then you reached over and you grabbed the microphone and I said, oh, in my head. I said, oh, great. So I sat back down. And then
coincidence that happened.
This is perfect. 100%.
There you go.
So I thought this is perfect. And then when you put the microphone on, you put it on underneath her jacket and I just felt all this fear. And did you do that on purpose?
Do we do anything by accident?
No.
Are there any accidents? Are there any coincidences? Is anything random?
Right. So is this just me trying to control things and that's why I have the negative emotion? Or is it I feel responsible for this and the audio, if it's poor quality, then that's going to reflect poorly on me?
Does that seem like a theme to you?
No, I don't think I've ever done that. Yet.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Excellent. Good. So you get one more level, one more thing that's showing you that it is all working out perfectly.
Right.
That you don't have to control it, and that these people are going to love you whether we get any of this on tape or not.
Right.
It doesn't matter. We've had podcasts where we haven't recorded, and it didn't matter, and nobody knew, and who cares? And it was for the people who were there.
Right.
And it worked out perfectly every time. Yeah.
So will I.
So nothing can go wrong. That's our message. Did you ever hear that before? I say that. There is no wrong. And you are not defined by the quality of work that you put. That is a limiting belief. You are defined by what? By who you really are, and what is that?
Limitless being of pure positive love and acceptance.
I can't hear you, says someone in the back row.
A limitless being of pure positive love and acceptance.
Excellent, and that's what you all are. We are all limitless beings of pure positive love and acceptance. You happen to be living in an environment that seems physical. Mm-hmm. That seems like this is real. But if you look deep enough, there's nothing in there. It's all an illusion. So if you make up stories that you have to be responsible for this, and then that means something about you, right? Well, then the story can be endless, because then if you do this thing right, then there's going to be something else. You know, how you look, how you perceive, how you get things done, when you arrive on time. And who has all these details to worry about? Why not give it up to the universe? Let everything happen for you, because it always does.
Yeah.
It does. Everything works out for you. Everything's working out perfectly. Yeah. The limiting part of it is believing that who you are is defined by anything you do, be, say, or think. If not.
So why did that feel so intense right there? Because this is something that I've been...
Because this is an issue that you are trying to resolve.
Okay.
And the less often that you are feeling about this, right, when it comes up again, just like we said yesterday, it's going to feel intense.
Okay.
If you do this work, you're going to get to a place of feeling good, feeling good, feeling good, feeling good. And when something feels bad, it's going to feel really bad.
You're going to want to cry over a microphone.
You're going to cry. You're going to scream. You're going to be like a baby, right? A baby feels really good, really good, really good. And then they're hungry. And the hunger feels bad. And so what do? Do they moan? Do they mope around? Do they get in a bad mood? Do they be quiet? Do they go to the room? No, they scream and yell and cry. And that's what you're meant to do. If something feels bad, don't tolerate it. Change how you feel about it. Yep. So you can scream and cry. It's okay, but you are not defined by anything. And this is another manifestation of it proving to you that you are loved. Despite anything you do.
Right?
You feel loved? You feel that these people love you?
Yes.
You're loved.
Thank you. Okay, that's it.
You're loved. Excellent.
Thank you.
Good. Well, have we been boring you long enough?
No.
Do you want to keep going?
Yeah.
All right, I need another brave soul. Kelly, will you please help Wendy here?
Help me, I got alligator arms and arms. I just want to hug you.
We love being hugged.
Okay. So my thing is with Kyla, back to the worthiness thing. I feel like I'm at the door of just letting it all go, and I can't push through that damn door.
Good. Thank God there's a door.
Cool. Almost like, feels like a freaking ledge.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to fall over. And I've had a lot of anxiety about this cruise just because I feel like this is my time to do it.
Well, This could be your time to do it.
Yeah.
This could be your time to crack open the door, and just look at the other side, and close the door real quick, because it's super bright on that side.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And maybe you need sunglasses to crack it there a little bit more.
But I have sunglasses.
You're already on the other side of the door. That door was opened months ago.
Really?
Are you kidding? This is what the other
side
of the door
looks
like.
Well, then I found a new door. I've found a new door.
And then you will go through that door. And then what's there?
I don't know. That makes me nervous.
Another door.
And suddenly I feel like everything I know or knew, I'm leaving behind in so many ways. And it's a tether, and I need to cut the tether.
You don't need to cut the tether.
I don't need to cut the tether?
The tether is infinitely long. You can always pull it back or pull with you or find your way. And you go through another door, and there'll be another door. And you go through that door, there'll be another door. And there'll be a step. There'll be another step. And there'll be an endless step. In 67 billion lifetimes, you'll have it. Another door.
Right.
So it's a never-ending series of steps and doors.
So just be calm and relax and
realize
easy.
That you're stepping through a door every time you think a positive thought. Every time you go through a manifestation event and you can see what's happening. Every time you're like Kyla, where everyone's standing in line and Kyla says, this isn't a bad thing. Look at the view. It's fantastic. She just went through another door.
Right.
Another door of worthiness, of appreciation, of moving towards that which is wanted.
Okay. And being truly our authentic self, that's where I feel like I hold back.
Well, that is a layer like an onion. And you are being more authentic every day.
I am.
You are more authentic today than you have ever been in your life.
Yes, I am.
Since you were a baby.
As a baby.
When you were a baby, you were the most authentic version of you.
Yeah.
And then you get heaped upon with how you should be, what should happen, how you should act. How people think you should behave.
Right.
What you should fear. What you should like. Right.
And it's deep down in there. I mean,
so those are layers. It's not deep down. It's just right on the surface. Because the core of you, which is like the core of the earth, is 99.999% of you. And that core is a limitless being of pure positive love. And it's just a couple little layers or a couple little million layers of thin little things. And as you peel them away, you become more authentic and more authentic. And when you say things that you appreciate rather than things that you dislike, you just peel the layer every time you've done it, right? Mm. And then you're thinking more about what you want, and you're thinking more and more about what you want, and you're thinking more and more about what you want, and then you encounter something you don't want, and you deal with that, and you've got another layer off.
That's awesome, because I just thought about that. I was talking with Astrid earlier about feeling about uncomfortable about things and people and things being said, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to appreciate that. I don't have to act on it. I don't have to do anything. I just have to appreciate it.
You have to allow yourself to be who you really are.
Mm.
A limitless, which means no fear,
right?
Being of pure, positive love and acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
Love and acceptance, we might as well say the same thing.
Right.
So you can accept your daughter-in-law for having fear, your husband for having fear, for anyone having fear, for you having fear,
you can
accept that. And you can accept them as perfect and you as perfect. And then you can be angry with them and accept that as perfect as well.
Uh-huh.
And then get back to this point. And then you can be angry at yourself for succumbing to thoughts that you understand from a rational point of view that you're above that already. Right?
Right.
And you can say, I forgive myself for dipping back into the old approach to life. I'm in the new approach, and the new approach is to accept myself for who I am as perfect. And can you imagine yourself sitting here a year ago?
No.
Right. So look how many doors you've come through just to be right here.
Yeah.
So we appreciate you. We applaud you. We are grateful for you. And all the questions that you have asked will help so many people. Because we believe that you are authentic.
Okay. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, excellent.
I'm going to make sure I'm doing this right.
Oh, MRI with the little ball being off?
There is a need of help right there. Thank you, Kyla.
Thank you so much. I think we've touched on a little bit of the edge of it today, But what I'd like to know is the clarification of the resistance, because it seems like the only way that we get stronger is to have resistance. The only way I get stronger physically is to go to the gym and lift heavier and heavier weights. I cannot just let it come to me.
That is the most marvelous example of the benefit of resistance we've ever heard.
So in the financial end of it, I think a lot of what I've kind of realized is I have to have the resistance. So I'm trying to figure out...
You have to work hard to validate the acceptance of abundance. You have to say to yourself, I achieved this through hard work. And that hard work is resistance. It could be easy. But for you to allow it to come to you, you have to say, I contributed this, I deserve this because of the hard work and the effort that I did. But really, your benefit is that you're a people person, right? And is that hard?
No.
That's not hard. That's fun.
Yeah.
You can talk to anyone, right? So that's not hard work. You are seeing things clearly. And the benefit is to make things simple for people, right? Is simple hard? We were talking about this today with Gary. You make it simple, where the resistance was the guy who made it hard. So look how less resistant you are.
But Gary has to go through that resistance as well. He has to realize that as he has more of these, he has a resistance, but then he gets stronger.
Right, right. So the resistance is the fear, but the weightlifting is the pushing through the fear and doing this, not knowing what's going to happen, not knowing how this will be received, not knowing if anything is going to come out at all, that it could be just gibberish coming out. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the fear. That it only works when he's one-on-one or behind a computer or safe in his home. But that now he goes through the fear, he sees what is happening. He sees how people are responding to it. He feels the emotion of it. He feels the joy of doing it. And so that fear is gone. And there will be a new fear when there are 100 people or when there are people paying for it. Right? That's a fear. Right? This is easy because no one's paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no expectation on his part. So if he does screw up, if something doesn't happen, if we take the day off and nothing comes out, then, oh, well, big deal. No big loss. But when he charges $1,300 a person per minute, then there'll be a lot more expectation. And then he'll have to go through that fear. Right? But as he goes through that fear, and as he gets to this next level, that he gets better, right? And as he receives the abundance that he feels from it, he can receive abundance from doing real estate without thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
He makes money from doing real estate without lifting a hammer or painting anything, right? Or doing any physical labor on his own at all, nothing. All he does is pick up the phone when Home Depot calls and he recites a credit card number into the phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he does. And the stuff that he likes is finding the house, decorating it, designing the kitchen, designing the floor plan, taking this ugly thing and making it the most beautiful thing in the neighborhood, selling it for the highest price that's ever been sold for the neighborhood. So the rest of the neighborhood, everyone's value appreciates $100,000. He not only made it $100,000, but everyone else made $100,000 just by being in the neighborhood, just by him coming in there. Do you see that confidence that he has in that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he can bring that confidence to this or anything else, he can do whatever he wants to do. The same with you. You are pushing through fears. You are allowing things to happen. The magical way that your powder coating business got started is nothing short of a miracle. Nothing short of a miracle, right? And as you see your value in what you do, and as you see that people are responding to you, and as you see yourself making money, you say, I deserve it. But you still want to be in there lifting and moving things around and delivering and being physical.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do that, right? If you love it, sure, do it, right? But if you like just talking to people on the phone, you can do that. You can literally erase everything you don't like and only do that which you do like, and live a life of bliss, making more money than you could ever imagine in your whole life by doing less work than you ever thought. Because it wouldn't be work, it would be bliss. It would be joy. And so all you would do all day long is joy. Joy, joy, joy. And you know what comes from joy? Anyone?
Happiness.
Abundance.
Abundance.
Flows from joy. And abundance flows from happiness. And the vibration of abundance is the vibration of joy. And as you see that you contribute, because you can talk to anybody, and you can make anyone feel confident in what you do, and you can make anyone know that you're doing the best that you can do, and you can make everyone feel comfortable that they can trust that you'll get the job done, mm-hmm. then that's all you have to do. And then you can teach the other people how to do it, and you can hire people, and you can let them explore reality by physically doing the things that they think is good, and they may think it's hard too, mm-hmm. but that will justify them getting their paycheck, mm-hmm. you know? And if that's how people justify it, then that's a perfect thing to do, right? But it can be easy too. It can be simple. This is easy. There's nothing easier than this right now. This is the easiest thing in the world because joy is easy.
Great. That's great. Thank you.
Good stuff. Thank you. Well, we are thrilled that you all came. We will have another gathering like this. It won't be nearly this good.
It'll be better.
It always gets better. And so with that, we thank you. We appreciate you. We are grateful to you. We appreciate us. We are grateful to us. We are grateful to this universe for bringing us here. It couldn't be more fun. We can't wait till the next time. But the next time, we're already in the next time anyway. So, and with that, we are complete.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.